The International Bible Lesson for Sunday, March 20th, 2016, is from the Gospel according to Mark, chapter 14, verses 26 through 31, and verses 16 through 72. Hear now the word of the Lord from the New International Version, Mark, chapter 14, verses 26 through 31, and verses 16 through 72. When they had sung a hymn, they went out to the Mount of Olives. "You will all fall away," Jesus told them, "for it is written, 'I will strike the shepherd, and the sheep will be scattered.' But after I have risen, I will go ahead of you into Galilee." Peter declared, "Even if all fall away, I will not." "Truly I tell you," Jesus answered, "today, yes, tonight, before the rooster crows twice, you yourself will disown me three times." But Peter insisted emphatically, "Even if I have to die with you, I will never disown you." And all the others said the same. While Peter was below in the courtyard, one of the servant girls of the high priest came by. When she saw Peter warming himself, she looked closely at him. "You also were with the Nazarene Jesus," she said. But he denied it. "I don't know or understand what you're talking about," he said, and went out into the entryway. When the servant girl saw him there, she said again to those standing around, "This fellow is one of them." Again he denied it. After a little while, those standing near said to Peter, "Surely you are one of them, for you are a Galilean." He began to call down curses, and he swore to them, "I don't know this man you're talking about." Immediately, the rooster crowed the second time. Then Peter remembered the word Jesus had spoken to him, "Before the rooster crows twice, you will disown me three times." And he broke down and wept. May the Lord add his blessing to the reading of his word. International Bible Lessons Commentary, Mark chapter 14, verses 26 through 31, and verses 66 through 72. New International Version. Sunday, March 20th, 2016. Questions for discussion and thinking further follow the verse-by-verse International Bible Lesson Commentary. Study hints for discussion and thinking further to help with class preparation and in conducting class discussion are available on the International Bible Lessons Commentary website, along with the International Bible Lesson that you may want to read to your class as part of your Bible study. If you are a Bible student or teacher, you can discuss each week's commentary and lesson at the International Bible Lesson Forum. International Bible Lesson Commentary, Mark chapter 14, verses 26 through 31 and 66 through 72. Mark 14:26. When they had sung a hymn, they went out to the Mount of Olives. During Jesus' Last Supper, the celebration of the Passover, with his disciples, Jesus made a new covenant that he would create when he shed his blood on the cross. Jesus came to die, to suffer a substitutionary sacrificial death on the cross so our loving God could be just and merciful and forgive and cleanse and give the Holy Spirit and eternal life to all repentant believers who trusted in Jesus Christ as Son of God, Lord and Savior. At that meal, Jesus foretold that Judas would betray him. Mark 14:27. "You will all fall away," Jesus told them, "for it is written, 'I will strike the shepherd, and the sheep will be scattered.'" At the close of the Last Supper, they sang a hymn and went to the Mount of Olives to pray. Here, Jesus foretold to his disciples that all of his disciples would desert him and flee. He knew the scriptures, and he foretold what would happen based on the scriptures. Jesus quoted Zechariah chapter 13, verse 7. Moreover, before he came to earth, through the Holy Spirit, Jesus inspired the Old Testament writers to prophesy and describe both his first and second comings. Jesus came as the Good Shepherd and demonstrated those qualities during his ministry. And after his resurrection from the dead, he would gather them again as a shepherd gathers his sheep. Mark 14:28. But after I have risen, I will go ahead of you into Galilee. Jesus' disciples still did not accept or understand the teachings he had given them repeatedly about his suffering, death, and resurrection. Peter jumped to the defensive about the prediction all of the disciples would fall away. It is unlikely he paid any attention to Jesus' prediction that he would rise again and travel to Galilee and see them there, something they would not do until after Jesus appeared to them in Jerusalem and by his appearances convinced them that he had risen from the dead. He would see them at the Sea of Tiberias, also called the Sea of Galilee. See John chapter 21. Mark 14:29. Peter declared, "Even if all fall away, I will not." Peter was the first disciple to proclaim Jesus as the Messiah, and he also tried to talk Jesus out of going to die, even rebuking Jesus. See Mark chapter 8, verses 27 through 33. Peter was continuing to set his mind on the things of man instead of on the things of God. Mark chapter 8, verse 33. He would set his mind on the things of God after the day of Pentecost, when he would preach the gospel of Jesus Christ boldly, and many would be converted. Acts chapter 2. Mark 14:30. "Truly I tell you," Jesus answered, "today, yes, tonight, before the rooster crows twice, you yourself will disown me three times." Jesus not only knew the scriptures that he had inspired the Old Testament prophets to write before he was born, he also knew the future of and God's plan for each person, and especially demonstrated that through his relationship with his disciples. Jesus calmed the seas, and he easily made it possible for the rooster to crow at the right moment, even when on trial before the high priest. Mark 14:31. But Peter insisted emphatically, "Even if I have to die with you, I will never disown you." And all the others said the same. Not to be outdone by Peter, all of the disciples insisted that rather than disown Jesus, they would die with him. They still had no concept that Jesus, as powerful as he was as the Son of God and Messiah, they had seen his miracles, would actually be arrested and killed without working a miracle to save himself and them. His arrest would come as a complete shock to them, and they would flee in terror with shattered dreams. Mark 14:66. While Peter was below in the courtyard, one of the servant girls of the high priest came by. Judas betrayed Jesus with a kiss, and then Jesus was arrested on the Mount of Olives. Peter and John followed at a distance as the arresting officers took Jesus to the high priest for a mock trial. Peter was no doubt so shocked by events, even though he was forewarned, that he became afraid of a servant girl of the high priest, who could report him to the high priest as one of Jesus' disciples. When she saw Peter warming himself, she looked closely at him. "You also were with that Nazarene, Jesus," she said. The week of Passover, especially on and after Palm Sunday, the disciples would have been happy to be seen with Jesus, the one the crowd supposed was a conquering Messiah and future king over Israel. They would have basked in his shadow, knowing he was the Messiah, and thinking they would soon reign over Jerusalem with him. In spite of all Jesus had taught them, their expectations of the future had not changed. Mark 14:68. But he denied it. "I don't know or understand what you're talking about," he said, and went out into the entryway. Peter not only denied knowing Jesus, he lied when he said he did not know what the servant girl was talking about. Earlier, Peter had bravely used a sword to cut off the ear of a servant of the high priest during Jesus' arrest. See John chapter 18, verses 10 through 11. This servant could have told the story to all the high priest's servants and this girl, who was also a servant of the high priest, and they might have been especially looking for Jesus' followers at his trial. All of the high priest's servants may have been on the lookout especially for Peter, who the high priest's servant might have accurately described even from the dim torchlight at night. Peter denied knowing Jesus and moved toward the entry, which would make it possible for him to make a quick exit from the courtyard into the dark night. Mark 14:69. When the servant girl saw him there, she said again to those standing around, "This fellow is one of them." Through his speech and demeanor, Peter may have revealed his fear and guilt at having been with Jesus and having committed a crime by attacking the high priest's servant. Peter first denied Jesus in a private conversation with the girl, but she no doubt wanted to prove she was right, so she accused him before those standing around. Perhaps she felt one of them would be able to confirm her belief. Mark 14:70. Again he denied it. After a little while, those standing near said to Peter, "Surely you are one of them, for you are a Galilean." After a short while, those nearby confirmed the servant girl's observation. "Indeed, surely you are one of them." Peter's Galilean accent confirmed that he was from the same region as Jesus, and any Galileans at the trial would be presumed to be one of Jesus' followers. Mark 14:71. He began to call down curses, and he swore to them, "I don't know this man you're talking about." This time, Peter has become so fearful for his life that he even begins to deny Jesus and curse. We are not told if he cursed Jesus too. Peter swore to another lie that he does not know Jesus, even referring to his closest friend as "this man you're talking about." Mark 14:72. Immediately the rooster crowed the second time. Then Peter remembered the word Jesus had spoken to him, "Before the rooster crows twice, you will disown me three times." And he broke down and wept. The rooster crowed at the exact moment Jesus foretold, also indicating that the dawn was near. No doubt the Holy Spirit, the one who would later fill Peter on the day of Pentecost, brought to Peter's mind and heart what Jesus had foretold. The Holy Spirit convicted Peter of his great sin, and Peter broke down and wept with remorse. Peter's dramatic change on the day of Pentecost is further evidence that Jesus indeed rose from the dead. The power of the Holy Spirit made Jesus' followers into new creations, new people who testified about Jesus regardless of the consequences to themselves. Peter's new creation also shows the depth of Jesus' love and willingness to forgive the worst of sinners, as he would later forgive and make Saul into a new person the Apostle Paul. Questions for discussion and thinking further. 1. How did Jesus know all of his disciples would fall away? 2. Did Jesus go ahead of them into Galilee? If so, when? 3. How many times did Peter deny Jesus? And what did Peter do after he denied Jesus the first time? What did Peter do after he denied Jesus the last time? 4. Who was the first person to claim Peter was one of Jesus' followers? 5. What happened that made Peter quit denying that he knew Jesus? International Bible Lesson. Faith is possible after failures. Mark 14:27. You will all fall away, Jesus told them. For it is written, I will strike the shepherd, and the sheep will be scattered. Jesus came into the world as the Messiah, and he took on the role of the Good Shepherd. Jesus told his disciples, I am the Good Shepherd. The Good Shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. John 10:11. On his way to lay down his life on the cross, Jesus told his disciples that according to the scriptures, the shepherd would be struck down, and the sheep would be scattered. He would die, and they would fall away and disown him. They all denied that they would disown him, and especially Peter, who declared that all the others might disown Jesus, but he never would. No matter how much Peter protested, the scriptures would be fulfilled. And Jesus told Peter that he would deny him 3 times before the rooster crowed twice. And it was so, exactly as Jesus told Peter. Jesus also told his disciples that after he rose from the dead, that he would go before them into Galilee. However, they were so unbelieving they remained huddled in fear in Jerusalem until Jesus appeared to them and proved that he had risen from the dead. Later, exactly as Jesus foretold, he met them in Galilee by the Sea of Tiberias, also called the Sea of Galilee. See John 21, thus proving in another way that he who was crucified and buried had risen from the dead. Here, Jesus said 3 times to Peter, Feed my sheep. The sheep who fled when the shepherd was struck became shepherds themselves, and the flocks of Jesus' sheep have spread around the world under the guidance of faithful shepherds. L.G. Parkhurst, Jr. Begin or close your class by reading the short weekly International Bible Lesson. Copyright 2016 by L.G. Parkhurst, Jr. Permission granted for not-for-profit use.